Every Thursday about this time, we like to check in with the head coach.
Thanks, Brent.
Dino Babers. What do you say we do that now?
So, Coach, coming out of an impressive win over Albany last week, you know, one of the big things you noted was, you know, we're trying to nail down the quarterback situation. And I know you've discussed it a lot and you've been asked about it a lot, but just kind of where are we at with that? Is this like a U2 situation? I still haven't found what I'm looking for, keeping my options open. How would you describe it?
I think the biggest thing is we got two starters, two guys that are good enough to win with. And we think we want to try to find a way to, you know, if we need to play both of them, we'll play both of them. But from a continuity standpoint, we'd like to play one more than the other, but we just don't know quite sure who that is.
As you look at the two of them, it doesn't really have to be specific to either quarterback. I'm kind of looking for some specific things in terms of just what you look for from a quarterback position, consistency, reading defenses, you know, making adjustments on the fly, all those things. When you're evaluating quarterbacks generally in this situation or otherwise, what are the things you're kind of marking off your list?
The biggest things is exactly what you said. You know, you want to look at the tempo of things. You want to look at how they're looking at their reads, locations of passes, you know, run reads. Are they doing them exactly right? Are they making everybody else around them better? You know, the whole thing to being a quarterback is you're the point guard of a basketball team. It's not necessarily how many points you score. It's how you make everyone around you better.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Coach, I wanted to jump on the other side of the field and bring up Malik Willis here. And he's a special talent. He's being evaluated at the top of NFL draft boards here. There'll certainly be a lot of scouts in the dome this week. As you prepare to face a quarterback like that, how do you prioritize what you have to go after and defend a player like that?
Well, you need to defend the player. I mean, he's that explosive, you know, and he's the key to their offense. And he traditionally shows up every single week. I don't know if I've saw a week where he did not show up. And that's the reason why they've been nationally ranked for so many games in a row and why they're at the top of the charts.
As you look at Liberty, what else are you preparing for there? What pops out about the offense that he's running and on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, they've got explosive wide receivers as well. And anytime that the quarterback can run, that puts a lot of difficulties and a lot of stress on the defense. From their defensive standpoint, they're very, very sound. They got stout people up front. They play a lot of coverages to confuse the quarterback. And they're well coached and very seldom are they in the wrong position. I think they're giving up like a little bit less than 14 points a game. So they're a really good football team.
How much does environment play into a game like this? Because last year it couldn't be any different. As we know, the dome was empty. Now it's a Friday night game. And as you noted earlier this week, Coach, it's one of those games like everybody in football is kind of keeping an eye on while they're doing those things. It's one of the only games on a Friday night. So how do you think environment, the crowd being back in the building and those kind of X factors play into a game like this?
You know, the one bad thing is they got to come into the building one time without the noise. So they'll be comfortable in our building. They'll be comfortable in the surroundings. But when they step out on the football field, I don't want them to be comfortable. I want them to be uncomfortable. And hopefully, once again, our crowd will, with it being a Friday night and the student body and the community, that we show up and just let them know that we have a presence.
Strange things have happened in the Carrier Dome and Friday nights in recent years, and we'll see if that continues this week. I don't know how we define strange. I guess we'll figure that out when we get there, Coach. Looking at the penalty situation, that's something you've discussed, but how have you looked at it in terms of, you mentioned the Kumbaya meetings you've had, some pretty direct conversations you've had with the team. What are you confident that you can fix maybe, you know, immediately, some things you looked at and said, okay, we can clean this up. Maybe the whole thing doesn't get fixed in a week, but what are some things maybe you feel like you can do to take that off the board a little bit and not have
What you want to do is you want to eliminate the mental penalties. Physical penalties happen. It's a physical game and I'm coming to tackle you. And 1 minute you're inbounds, 1 minute you're out. The official gets a judgment call and he goes the other way. That's part of the game. But the mental stuff is what you want to try to eliminate, stuff that you have complete control over, where it's not about physicality. It's not about an official making a 50-50 decision. It's about you doing a dumb thing. And you eliminate the dumb thing, and then you play as hard as you can, and you let the official call the game.
You mentioned it's not just young people that have been out there, but you know, you've had a lot of young people out there in the last few years. So I would imagine that that plays into it a little bit. Is it just the challenge of getting them to get up, not only, as you said, physically, but in those mental reps in the game and trying to recognize how to eliminate those mistakes?
I think some of it's the crowd. They get all revved up. They want to do something big for the crowds.
Right.
Go crazy. I'm like, you knew you couldn't make that block. That's something that you need to pull off on. You know you couldn't get it. So I think that's part of it. It's the good part and it's the bad part. But, you know, we're better than that. We can do a better job than what's been going on.
Coach, Sean Tucker seems to have filled out like his own niche in a way. I think you described it earlier this week. He's kind of an in-between player, right? As you've seen him evolve as a player and, you know, just coming into his own here, not only last week, but overall, how have you seen that progression? How is he taking those steps as a player?
You know, I think he's slowly checking boxes. When the season started, I was kind of ribbing him a little bit. I'm like, hey, you know, you get out there, but you're supposed to be a track guy. I've never seen you finish. And he's so humble and he's so meek. He's like, you might get a slight smirk out of him, or you may go, he may not say anything, but he's listening to everything. And, you know, and so it was good to see him go out and finish some of those runs. Now he finished those runs versus, you know, FCS opponent. And now let's see if you can finish those runs versus a Power 5 team. And let's see if you can finish some of those runs versus in the ACC.
How have you seen the adjustments on the offensive line in front of Sean there? I know you've moved some things around recently. Just tell me where you feel you're at with that unit right now.
Well, we're still trying to build up, you know, our depth, as we always say up there, because we've got to have a lot of guys play a lot of positions because this is going to be a long season. We're not even one third through the season yet. That won't happen until after the Liberty game. But, you know, we feel okay. We can't complain because of last year. When people say, oh, my God, so-and-so's down, or he's not going to be back, or he's going to be out this game, all I can do is go, well, it's better than last year. Everything needs to be better than last year. Last year was a bump.
In that note, better than last year, certainly, but in the absences in Owie's department, you know, Taj Harris, Garrett Williams, some other players that were missing. What's the latest you can tell us about their status for Friday?
I think we'll get some of those guys back. And then I think there'll be some guys that you think will be playing that won't be playing. It's just one of those, it's going to be one of those years with all the stuff that's going on where sometimes guys aren't available.
Coach, Friday Night Lights at the Dome. We're looking forward to it. Thanks for the time as always. And we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Brent.